Good morning, it's 7:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. Professional sports leagues continue to postpone games amid boycotts from players and coaches following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The NBA again postponed three games scheduled for yesterday, saying it hopes to resume its schedule today or tomorrow. The NHL followed suit. Its playoff schedule is on hold until at least tomorrow. Seven more Major League Baseball games were postponed yesterday due to the boycott, including the Mets versus Marlins game at Citi Field. Players jointly walked off the field following a moment of silence in honor of Jackie Robinson, the first black player in modern Major League history. Both teams then returned to their clubhouses, leaving only a Black Lives Matter t-shirt at home plate. Other MLB games postponed yesterday include the Red Sox match against the Blue Jays in Buffalo and Philadelphia at Washington. Meanwhile, tennis tours paused play at the Western and Southern Open in Flushing Meadows, New York, and even the NFL saw teams cancel practice in support of racial justice. Teams that refused to take the field include the Jets, Cardinals, Bears, Broncos, Packers, Colts, Chargers, Titans, and the Washington Football Team. The movement, which started with the NBA on Wednesday, has been criticized by President Trump, who told reporters that the NBA has become like, quote, a political organization, end quote. Something that did happen yesterday was horse racing at Saratoga Race Course. 4-year-old horse Introduced won the eighth running of the $85,000 Smart and Fancy with a time of 1 minute, 3.06 seconds. Today's schedule includes the $100,000 Lake George. First post is at 1:10 p.m. In Massachusetts, Springfield City Councilors said they were surprised and disappointed by the announcement that the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame will move the 2020 enshrinement ceremony out of the city. WAMC's Paul Tuthill reports.
Hall of Fame President John DeLiva assured councilors during a meeting Thursday that holding the ceremony at the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut is a one-time only move based on pandemic-driven safety protocols.
We need to be economically solvent, and if we can't have an enshrinement in the near term, this greatly affects our ability to be a strong regional partner.
The economic loss to Springfield hotels and restaurants is put at $4 to $5 million. It's the latest blow to the hospitality industry. Six Flags New England remains closed. The Big E is canceled. The MGM Casino is open, but at a third of capacity. Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.
For more sports stories, visit WAMC.org. I'm Jesse King.